Today we're making a classic air horn hit in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the jungle and old school DNB way, by resampling, chopping, and turning a simple sound into a proper arrangement weapon. If you've heard those big rave horns in old breakbeat tracks, that's the vibe we're after. Not just a random effect, but a hit that can call out a phrase, announce a drop, punch through a snare fill, or mark a transition. The big idea here is simple. Create the horn, shape it, print it back to audio, then use that audio like a producer, not just like a sound designer. Let's start by setting up the project. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo around 165 BPM. That's a really good starting point for jungle and old school DNB. If you want it a little more classic, you can pull it down closer to 160. If you want it a bit harder and more modern, push it toward 170. Create one audio track for the horn source, one audio track for resampling, and if you can, add a drum or break loop, so you're hearing the horn in context right away. That context matters a lot. A horn that sounds huge on its own can feel totally different once the break is moving. Now get yourself a source horn sound. The fastest route for a beginner is to use a sample. You could drag in a Riedel air horn, a rave horn, a brass stab, or even a vocal style horn hit. If you don't have one, you can build a simple horn-like sound with a synth-like wave-eatable, operator, or analog. Start with a saw or a square-based patch. Give it a fast attack, a short decay, and maybe a slight pitch drop at the start. But honestly, for this lesson, a sample keeps things moving, so use that if you've got it. Before we resample anything, we want to clean it up and give it character. A good starter chain is utility, EQ8, saturator, a light compressor or glue compressor, and then just a touch of reverb or hybrid reverb. In utility, lower the gain if the sample is hot. Keep the signal tidy. In EQ8, high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so the horn isn't wasting space in the sub area. If it has a nasty honky ring, try cutting a bit around 500 to 900 Hz. If it needs more bite, a small lift around 2 to 5 kHz. Then use saturator to add grit and density. A few dB of drive is usually enough. Turn soft clip on if it helps keep the sound controlled. After that, use light compression just to even out the hit a little. Don't crush it. We want the attack to stay rude and noticeable. Finally, add a small amount of reverb if you want a bit of space, but keep it short. Something like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds decay, a little pre-delay, and a low wet amount. In this style, too much reverb can smear the punch. Now comes the fun part, resampling. This is one of the most important workflows in jungle and old school DNB. On your resample track, set audio from to resampling, then arm that track. Trigger the horn from the source track and record a bar or two of audio. Once you stop the recording, listen back. What you've got now is no longer just a sound design patch or sample file. It's a piece of audio you can chop, stretch, reverse, duplicate, and arrange however you want. That print and work with audio mindset is very DNB. It helps you stop endlessly tweaking and start making decisions. Once the horn is audio, you can really shape it like a proper arrangement element. Take the resampled clip and process it again. This second stage is where the hit starts becoming serious. Use EQ8 to high pass below about 100 to 140 Hz. Clean out any boxiness around 250 to 400 Hz if needed, and maybe give it a little presence around 3K Hz. Then try drum bass. This is a great device for adding weight and attitude. A little drive, a little crunch, and maybe a slight transient boost can make the horn feel more aggressive without just making it louder. Saturator can add another layer of harmonic thickness, and if you want some old school grime, try redux or erosion very subtly. Just a little bit goes a long way. At the end, use a limiter if you need to catch peaks and keep everything under control. Now let's shape the actual hit. For this style, the envelope is super important. You want the horn to feel like a stab, not a long note. If you're working in simpler or sampler, keep the attack at zero, the decay somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds, the sustain low or off, and the release short. If you're working with the audio clip itself, trim it tightly and use fades if needed. Tight is the key word here. A tight horn sits way better around breaks and bass hits. At this point, make a variation. Actually, make a few if you can. Duplicate the horn chain and create versions that are slightly different from each other. One can be cleanish and upfront. One can be dirtier and lower in pitch. One can be reversed. One can have just the reverb tail. You can also transpose one copy down 3 to 7 semitones for a heavier tone, or reverse that audio to create a rise into the main hit. A tiny ping-pong delay can give it a little rave bounce, and an auto-filter sweep can turn it into a tension tool. This is how you get mileage from one source sound without starting from scratch every time. Now place the horn into your arrangement. In Jungle and DnB, horns are often most effective as phrase markers. Try putting one at the start of an 8-bar intro, or just before a snare fill, or right before the drop. You can also use it on the first beat after a break loop restarts, or at the end of a 16-bar phrase to signal a transition. A classic move is to let the drums and bass build for a few bars, then drop the horn right before the next section lands. That call and response feeling between breaks, bass, and horn is very genre appropriate. One thing to watch out for is clash. A horn can fight the kick, snare, or bass if it's not controlled. If it clashes with the bass, high pass it a little more and reduce the low mid buildup. If it fights the snare, move it slightly earlier or later and shorten the release. If it sounds too sharp, try reducing some of the 3 to 6 kHz area or soften it with saturation instead of adding more treble. In this style, the horn should cut through, but it still has to leave room for the groove. Once you've got a version that works, commit it, bounce it, consolidate it, or resample it again. That may sound boring, but it's actually a super useful habit. When you freeze the sound into audio, it becomes much easier to arrange fast. You can chop it, reverse it, automate it, and duplicate it without worrying about the source chain changing underneath you. That's a very DnB-friendly way to work. A few quick teacher-style tips before we wrap up. First, think hit first, sound second. In this style, the horn only needs enough sustain to read clearly before the next drum hit arrives. Second, print early and edit later. Once you've got a usable resample, stop designing and start arranging. Third, protect the transient. If you overcompress the horn, it loses that rude attention-grabbing edge. Fourth, check it at low volume. If it still reads quietly, the tone is probably strong enough. And fifth, don't overlayer too soon. Make one strong horn first, then add a second layer only if the first one already works on its own. If you want to push the sound darker, you can low pass or band pass it a bit. Add more saturation, use some redux for a crusty digital edge, or drop it down by a few semitones. A reversed lead-in before the main hit also works really well. And for a more centered, heavier vibe, keep it mono-ish instead of super wide. In darker DnB, that focused punch often hits harder than a huge stereo spread. Here's a simple practice move. Build 3 horn versions for 1 8-bar loop. Make 1 clean horn hit, 1 dirty resampled horn, and 1 reversed lead-in horn. Put the clean one on bar 1, the reversed one leading into bar 5, and the dirtier one on the drop or phrase turnaround. The challenge is to make it exciting without just turning it up louder. Focus on tone, timing, and placement. So that's the workflow. Source the horn, shape it, resample it, process the audio, make a few variations, and place it like a real arrangement tool. That's how a basic air horn turns into something that feels right in Jungle and old school DnB. Tight, gritty, punchy, and ready to mark the moment. If you want, I can also turn this into a bar-by-bar lesson script, a shorter voiceover version, or a more advanced dark jungle version.